USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Members of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee holding a classified briefing at this hour with the Intel Community's Inspector General about a whistleblower complaint reportedly against President Trump. It reportedly involves a troubling promise a member of the Intel Community heard President Trump make to a foreign leader in a telephone call. Philip Mudd is a former CIA and FBI analyst himself. He says he can't understand this.
Can you explain to me, A, why it's the U.S. intelligence community's responsibility to listen to the President of the United States speaking to a foreign leader, and B, why the U.S. intelligence community, under the rules provided by the Democrats in Congress, are responsible to report to the Congress what the President of the United States says?
He was speaking on CNN, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Tropical Depression Imelda pouring rain on southeast Texas, where they've had to close busy Interstate 10 because of flooding.
We've actually seen some reports 15 to 20 inches in those areas, and it is still raining heavily east of Houston.
That's Mark Shenard of the National Weather Service, which has declared a flooding emergency in several Texas cities, including Beaumont, Port Arthur, and Rose City. Today's the fourth day of the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors, now the longest nationwide strike against GM since the 1970s. The strike began at midnight Sunday after the talks broke down. Auto industry analysts say the strike could dent GM's profit by about $50 million a day. A tour bus carrying members of country and gospel singer Josh Turner's crew crashing near Chandon, California, killing one aboard the bus and injuring seven others. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former Trump campaign official wasn't saying much at a Tuesday hearing, but he was speaking out the morning after, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski says the reason he did not answer the bulk of the House Judiciary Committee's questions at a hearing yesterday was that he wanted to follow a request from the White House that privileged conversations not be discussed. Now, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler, who chairs the committee, is threatening to hold Lewandowski in contempt of Congress.
I believe that there are very many members on that committee who only care about making sure they're reelected and they can be as far left as possible, so they can fend off those primary challenges. And I think Congressman Nadler is one of them in the Upper West Side of New York.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends, the Democratic-controlled committee investigating what it says is possible obstruction and abuse of power by President Trump. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Umberto has reached Category 3 major hurricane strength as it's tracking closer to Bermuda. The powerful hurricane is expected to skirt just north of the islands with rain, wind, and pounding seas. The National Hurricane Center said Umberto is located just north of Bermuda and is moving east with maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour. A hurricane warning is in effect for Bermuda. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.